This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is vowing to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. The Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions, but Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. Elsewhere, during a news conference, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has reassured Middle East allies that American military is going to be there for the long haul despite everything happening in Ukraine.
We will continue to work with our allies and partners to ensure that as we move forward, we're better integrating their capabilities so that, you know, we can have better domain awareness in the air domain and the maritime domain.
And meanwhile, also at a news conference, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has now said that he will appoint a special investigator to decide whether there should be a public inquiry into reports of Chinese interference in Canada's elections.
We have long known, and an independent report confirmed it again last week, that the Chinese government and other regimes like Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere not just in our democracy, but in our country in general.
The Globe and Mail reported last month that China worked to defeat conservative politicians considered unfriendly.